We welcome to Pride on Texas now Senator Glenn Hager. He is running for comptroller of the great state of Texas. Senator Hager, I just want you to know that there are a lot of conservatives around the state that were very happy to see you get in this race, although we really need your leadership in the legislature, but a lot of folks happy. And in fact, today I received Texas Homeschool Coalition endorsement of you for comptroller, and there have been several others out there. It's early. We just started filing on Saturday, and it seems half the groups have already issued endorsements in this election. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm just excited that I've got a good group of fiscal and social conservative individuals and organizations that are supporting me, and I think really that's, you know, a track record of that I've worked for those issues over the years in the legislature, but I think more so it's not serving in the legislature whether you can be a qualified comptroller. The fact is what is your business experiences, your business practices, and what value do you bring to this race? And so I've been very blessed, and I'm very fortunate, you know, and I want to make sure that I'm able to uphold the standards that I have continued in the last legislative cycles with all these individuals, and I appreciate their support. It means a lot to me.
It was very surprising to many of us to see sitting comptroller, now we're going to be retiring, Susan Combs, actually endorse you in the race. Susan Combs, you know, like anybody that's been in office for a while, you get some dings out there and some things we might not like, but I think overall she's been an outstanding comptroller. One of the things that Combs has done is within the ability so to do under the law, she has really made the comptroller's office a center for pushing the concept of government, particularly local government, transparency when it comes to spending, taxation,
right,
and debts. What would you do? Do you approve of that, number one? And number two, what would you do as comptroller to continue that mission?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that question. That's one of the biggest things that I go around and talk about, because, one, I'm proud. I've got some ownership in what she has pushed, because back in 2007, when I first got in the state Senate, I had carried legislation that would put over at the comptroller's office the window to open government. So, in other words, you're in the 21st century. We have access to the Internet. We have access to information. You can go to the comptroller's office and see how your tax dollars are being spent. And I get tired of people saying, well, it's the state money. No, it's the taxpayer's money. That's who writes the check for government to function. And the fact is you deserve to know that information. And Susan has taken it to a new level, mm-hmm. that in Texas we have the second highest debt load of any state in the nation, the second highest. And how many people know that? And so my point is that with all the different local entities, whether it's counties, cities, utility districts, you name it, the comptroller's office should be that one-stop shop where you can actually get information and the comptroller can push information out for the public to make sure they know what their debt is. Because I had a bond election in my district here just last week, like most people had somewhere in the state of Texas, and one of them, they said, oh, well, this isn't going to raise taxes.
Yeah.
Well, if you borrow money, you have to pay it back plus interest. There is more than what you're going to borrow you have to pay. And really, to me, that's a disservice to tell people as though, well, it's not going to cost you anything. Of course it's going to cost you something, and it's going to cost the next generation something.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Hold on just to see. Oh, no, we got it done. Andrew, don't bother. I've already got it taken care of. Your fellow compatriot who's attending this event, Preserve the Texas Miracle, I made a mistake, and my apologies to Wayne Christian. I had him down for 6:20, but it was supposed to have been at 5:20. So, sorry, I was, was talking to my board op, trying to reschedule, but he'll be with us in the next segment. And you guys are in town for a Young Conservatives of Texas event at the Frazier Alumni Pavilion at Texas Tech, starting at 6, and then the program, it's just a meet and greet, and then 6:30 is the program. Folks that listening to Pratt on Texas who live in the Lubbock area, listening on our affiliate KFYO, you might want to turn out for that and meet Senator Hager and Wayne Christian, whom we'll visit with in the next segment. Mr. Hager, I want to ask you a question about all these revenue projection things. We've already got a Democrat in the race claiming that, well, yeah, how horrible Susan Combs was. Yeah, an unprecedented economic turndown akin to the Great Depression, and she was still more right than most other states. There's going to be a lot of criticism of Republicans on revenue projections, but what's your thought on how well we've done? From an outsider's perspective, it seems like we've done a pretty good job for forecasting something that even the world's best experts often get wrong.
That's right. I mean, I wish that obviously the comptroller, Susan, would have been a little bit closer to the revenue estimate. But the fact is when you go in and make that revenue estimate for the state legislature, for those that do not know, the comptroller's office, besides the individual who's the principal accountant, chief financial officer, you tell the legislature, here, legislature, this is how much money you can spend up to. That doesn't mean you got to spend every penny of it, but the fact is this is what you have in that budget in January of an odd year. When you tell the legislature that number, you're really forecasting out for a budget that's going to stop in 2 years and 9 months.
Right.
So the point is, the state budget the legislature's starting to work on starts in September of that year, and it goes for the next 2 years. It's just hard to forecast that out, especially when you have a global and an economic recession. But what you need to do is, once you have better information, and here we're blessed that with Texas, not only did our economy revive magnificently, but we had the oil and gas economy here, which is just extremely a blessing. And so with all that combined, it was a steep recovery, and so therefore it was off the mark. But I think the comptroller needs to come out and say, I missed the mark, it falls on my shoulders, and here are the real numbers that the public actually needs to know about.
Well, so at least the current comptroller didn't try to hide the numbers until midway through the legislative session like Carol Rylander did.
That is exactly the case, you know, and Susan has not hid the ball. You know, it was just, there is not an economist, in my opinion, that I've seen anywhere that said, hey, this is going to be the recovery in the next 3 years.
Right.
No one has made that mark.
In the last 30 to 60 seconds, you do have a long, and I said it earlier, a lot of conservatives excited about you running because you have a very strong conservative leadership record in the legislature. Any quick bullet point highlights you'd like to get out to the audience?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you saying, you know, as you said, Tim Lambert, Homeschool Coalition. I've been blessed to have the Equal Forum and Kathy Adams. Also got Empower Texas.